This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Bernie Sanders is back. And Bernie is fired up. He's walking it back. He said yesterday he was going to slow it down. And then, nope, Bernie's going all in. He's backtracking on the slowdown. Bernie is going to just go full speed, thank God, because we can't have a low-energy Bernie Sanders. We can't have it. So we're not going to put up with it. Luckily for all of us, Bernie is back in the fight. And that's good because Bernie Sanders gives great material and he's now going to be more angry than ever. He's going to be getting his groove back. He's going to get you remember that movie when Bernie got his groove back?
It's a great movie.
How Bernie got his groove back?
It's an amazing movie.
He's got his groove, baby.
I wonder if he was listening to the show yesterday, because yesterday we played the clip of him saying that he was going to slow down. And then last night on the nightly news, he said, no, I misspoke. We're good. It's going to be a vigorous campaign.
You know what? We should play the clip of him saying he was going to slow down. Do you have that easily accessible? Because I think you're right. He might have listened to the show. We did it towards the end of the show yesterday. And then I was shocked because I was thinking, do I have to retire the megaphone? Is this it? Is this over?
Yeah.
But then it turns out Bernie must have heard that. And then people said, because my joke was, as president, he's going to be too tired. He's going to have to take a nap.
Yeah.
You know? Can't do this meeting. I need a nap. I've been up for 45 minutes. I'm exhausted. I'm wiped. Get me some toast. And then I think he heard that. And they said, Bernie, you can't go out there and tell everybody you're low energy.
No.
Yeah. That's what he did, right?
I'll tell you one thing that I look forward to doing. I must confess that I was dumb. I was born, and thank God, that I have a lot of energy. And, you know, during this campaign,
low energy version.
In case there's three or four rallies a day running all over the state, Iowa, New Hampshire, wherever. And yet I, in the last month or two, just was more fatigued than I usually have been. So, and I should have listened to this.
Queen Elizabeth, we're going to have to cut this meeting short. I am fatigued. I am going to go lay down and listen to my birds. That's the sound effect I use. I'll be back in a couple hours.
Yeah, that doesn't sell well for president. You know what I mean? He's got to overcome the age thing to begin with with the young Democrats. So they can't think that Pops needs a nap every hour. You know what I mean? So I think they realize that. They said to him, they go, you can't go out there and say that you're tired, Bernie. You know, you can't do that. You can't go out there and go,
I realize now I was pushing it, so we're going to limit it to 10 minutes a day of campaigning. And the other few hours watching the Golf Channel in my knee-high socks. Perhaps some bingo, if we can get these ladies to stop cheating. These cheating bingo broads.
And they said, Bernie, you can't do that. You gotta be high energy. So last night he walked it back. This is now how Bernie got his groove back.
Senator Bernie Sanders told us that recently he'd found himself more fatigued and not as focused as usual. He'd had a checkup just 2 weeks ago, but last Tuesday he knew he was in trouble.
Give me a chair up here for a moment. You know, somebody said, you want to do selfies? And I said, my God, do I not want to do selfies? Let me get the hell out of here.
He went to an urgent care center.
By the way, stop. To be fair, that's Bernie's reaction all the time when somebody asks him to do a selfie. Whether he's having a heart attack or not, he turns around and goes, my God, do I not want to do a selfie with you? Now, you over there, that's a different story. You and the Bergenstocks, the hottie socialists in the back with the patchouli.
But normally that's always his reaction, heart attack or no heart attack. No, I don't want to do a selfie. What, are you crazy?
Let me get the hell out of here.
He went to an urgent care center.
So they did a few tests, and the doctor there said, she said, you're having a heart event. And it just struck me. I could not believe it.
Did she tell you you were having a heart attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Sanders'
a heart
wife,
event?
Jane, in Vermont.
What the hell is that? What's a heart event? You get tickets to that? It's a heart event.
Sunday.
That's the politically correct way of saying heart attack now, heart event. I mean, is it every time it beats a technically an event? Not a heart event.
Tickets are going fast.
So, turns out, heartbreak, unresolved heartbreak from when I was in eighth grade.
Mary Ellen Moyerson. She broke my heart and never resolved it.
A heart event?
Yes.
You mean attack?
No.
You're having a heart event. And it just struck me. I could not believe it.
Did she tell you you were having a heart attack?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, with Sanders' wife Jane in Vermont, the campaign
in prison. Isn't
was
she in prison yet?
Honestly,
she's under investigation. She's not in prison yet, right?
I thought about Bernie.
Sanders was rushed to a hospital where two stents were inserted in an artery, but a full account of his condition was not made public for several days.
It felt from a public perspective that there was an absence of transparency.
No, I don't accept that. No, I think that's a media thing. You know, I think that.
What did you want to be in the room with me, huh? What? You wanted to photograph the surgery? What do you want? What are you looking for? Wasn't a pretty picture for anybody. That I can tell you.
Bernie Sanders in a hospital gown is not an image anybody wants to see. That's what you should have said. Was that Terry Moran, ABC News?
I believe it was Lester Holt for NBC.
Lester, do you really want to see me in a hospital gown? I don't even know how to tie it in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Lester.
You get my point, Lester? I'm walking down the hall. I don't know how to tie this thing. You do the math, Lester, as I'm walking down the hall. Not a pretty picture. Not something you or anybody needs to see.
You know, I think that, you know, to try to understand what, in fact, is going on. I think we did it appropriately. We did it as quickly as we could. No apologies.
And no quitting.
What should people think?
People should think that I had a procedure which hundreds of thousands of people a year have. People should think that, according to the doctors, I'm on the way to a full recovery.
So you will go to the debate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
3 hours standing?
Yeah.
Did your cardiologist say,
no.
Not an issue.
Not an issue.
Democrats are going to kill him.
Oh, my God. It's going to be bad.
Going to kill him.
Hang on, sorry.
Resume a vigorous campaign.
Age, heart attack, do you think that hurts your electability?
Look, I think the voter looks at 1,000 different factors.
And if his health is an issue, he said voters will decide. Harry Smith, NBC News, Burlington, Vermont.
He's already covering it up. It's already a great cover-up.
I'm going to tell everybody I had something that everybody has, a cold. A common cold, and it's not a problem. Are you telling me I had a heart attack? I had a heart event, it turns out. A little stuffy. I'll stand for 3 hours, not a problem. Can I get one of those little things that the Castro uses to stand up and make him taller? If you look over at the Castro boy, he's got a little thing he stands up on because he's like a little, what do they call them, a dwarf or whatnot?
He's a dwarf.
Bernie just needs something like that just to help him. You know what I mean?
Weekend at Bernie's.
So they're going to prop him up. Weekend at Bernie's debate edition. You'll have. See, Castro can take one arm and Biden can take the other. They just move him around. Weekend at Bernie's debate. If it's a 3-hour movie, commercial free. He just stands there. And they just pull like a string and he just starts talking.
Free.
That'd be the answer to everything.
Free.
Because that'll be, what do you do about healthcare?
Free. What are you going to do about college? Free.
What
do you do about my debt? Free.
It's stuck.
Just one answer to everything. That's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.